Welcome to the first episode of Unpopular Opinions, a show that encourages healthy dialogue about ideas and beliefs that go against and completely contradict the conventional status quo. I'm your host, Melissa J, and today we're talking about food, musical artists, and some more thought-provoking content toward the end of the show, so we hope you stick around. Join in on the conversation right now under our Facebook feed or drop a review from your listening platform. So, to get things kicked off, I want to introduce my first co-host today, Miss Betty Bangers.
Hey!
Who hails from East Oakland, California.
That's right. Betty Bangers here. And I have some very unpopular opinions. So, I thought this would be the most awesome place to come.
Okay. Well, we're going to definitely tap into that. So, let's have a conversation about food, right? Okay. So, you know, when I think about food, I'm thinking about something that is not only palatable, right, but it looks nice. You know, I want to make sure that I'm eating food that comes from a safe space. And I tend to be a picky eater. You know, you ever had that conversation with somebody and they say you just can't eat everybody's food?
Right.
So what are your thoughts about just food in general?
I agree with that. Like, you can't eat just anybody's chitlins. You know?
Okay. So you'll have a lot of people that say they don't eat chitlins at all.
And that's okay.
Okay.
But the people that do know that you can't just go somewhere you've never been and eat chitlins.
Okay.
And then, like, for instance, like, if you go to somebody's house and their stove is way too clean, don't eat their food.
Wait a minute.
No. That's like a chef being skinny, you know? I want to know that you didn't cook on that stove, you didn't spill some stuff, you know what I mean? So
I think our viewers are going to have some comments about that, so just brace yourself.
Well, I could dig it, but I mean, that's just my unpopular opinion.
Okay, so what is it about a stove that is too clean?
Then it's not really being cooked on, it's being cleaned more than it's cooked on. So, you know.
Okay.
Let's cook on the stove. Let's leave some little burnt spots, you know.
Is there a range of like what is acceptable
and what's nasty, but you know, you could go in and you could tell, oh, somebody been frying some chicken on that stove. You know what I mean? Somebody been cooking. So
you think that would make it more of a comfortable dining experience? You think the food would be seasoned better? Like, what is it about?
No, the food might be nasty. But least you know that they cook, you know, because you could go to somebody's house and they still be really, really, really super clean and you eat food. They might have ordered it from a restaurant and put it on a plate, you know.
Okay. So, viewers, join in live now under our Facebook feed. I've got to know what your opinions are right now.
I'm just saying, Betty
clean
Bangers
stove,
in the house.
Stove with a couple of burn marks. What are your thoughts about that? I think that's going to.
But would you trust a skinny chef? I mean, you know, I'm not saying that all chefs should be fat, but if I see a nice, healthy chef, I know he tastes his food, you know?
Okay.
So, it's the same concept for me.
Okay. So, I guess for me, you know, I've got a thing about flavors, right? I'm much more of a savory person than I am sweet. And so, I always find myself in conversations with people about grits.
Oh my God.
And what you put on grits. I think people who put sugar on their grits are serial killers.
Well, I think people who put sugar on their grits or their rice, I think they're missing something.
Right. I don't understand it.
I don't think, maybe they didn't eat cereal.
It is. You know? It's a savory food, right? It should be salt, pepper, butter. Right.
That's right.
I don't get it. I know when I was living in the South, back when I was in the military, a lot of people did that.
Right.
But they would put like copious amounts of sugar in their grits, almost like they were making Kool-Aid.
Exactly. They missed cereal, you know? Because sugar goes on cereal, not grits. Or you can eat cream of wheat.
Right, which I think is a much better alternative because it's sweeter.
Exactly. And it's a wheat, you know? It's not grits.
Okay. So join in on this as well. We're probably going to drop a couple of polls on the Facebook page by the time this airs. And let us know, are you savory? Are you sweet? What goes in your grits? And then also, when you make the comment about what goes in the grits, drop down your location. Where are you from? Right. Like who taught you to put
sugar in your grits? Right. Sugar or even pet milk. You know, that's how we ate oatmeal. You know, you put some sugar in there and some pet milk out of the can. Mm-hmm. That's oatmeal. Not grits. Come on.
Okay.
And another thing I want to know is why do people think that pork gives you high blood pressure? Pork is one of the leanest meats that there are. So a lot of people say, oh, I don't eat pork. Oh, no, I'm not going to eat pork. You know, get high blood pressure. No, don't. Just want to put that out there.
Okay. another interesting thought. I think people associate just pork with like the cleanliness of the pig. You know, a lot of people associate you know, not eating, you know, pork or anything like that due to religious, you know, beliefs and so on and so forth. And so I think maybe that's an easy out.
I think it's
from consuming it, maybe.
I do. I think that's the easy out because, I mean, once the animal is slaughtered and sold for consumption, it's edible, you know. But I could dig it from the religious point of view, whatever that is. But I just don't think people get it that it's not the pork that gives you high blood pressure. So you can eat pork.
Okay. All right. So as we kind of wrap up the conversation about food and our opinions, let's take a quick break and a message from our sponsors. And welcome back to Unpopular Opinions. If you just joining in right before the break, myself and my co-host, Miss Betty Bangers.
Yes.
We discussed some unpopular opinions and some thoughts we had around food, around cleanliness, when eating food. And, you know, make sure you go back and check that out. So we're going to get into a sensitive topic because I know the followers of this podcast. And I know I'm going to have some very, very, very strong responses to this next topic.
But this is unpopular opinion.
Right. So. And so I'm interested. And so I'm asking all the listeners out there to just give it to me, okay? Just hit me with your best shot because I know a lot of you are not going to agree with this. So in this segment, we're going to discuss musical artists, artists that are overrated, and I'm going to kick it off and I'm going to have to say Beyonce.
And I'm going to have to agree with you 100%.
I can hear the viewers cringe. I can hear them.
She's very overrated. And I'm sure in person she's a really nice person.
Sure, you know? Right.
But as whatever, what's her name? Is her name
Beyonce? Her name is Beyonce. That is her birth name.
Okay. All right, well. I thought that was her stage name.
Nope.
Oh, her name is
Beyonce. Her name is Beyonce something Knowles.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to leave it up to the viewers to fill in that blank.
Okay.
I just, you know, what I'll say about her music is it's obviously catchy, right? She definitely knows how to play into that persona, right? That artist that you were talking about. She's got some songs that are obviously catchy that I know. But I just can't buy into the Beehive, the Beyonce brand, the Beezus, Jesus. I don't understand it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I have also never been a fan of any musical artist to that degree, though.
Right.
And so maybe that's where the disconnect is coming from. You know what I mean? Like, I've just never, like, you know, swooned over anybody or like had to reach and grab
you know, all up in it like that. Right. I get it. But that's that marketing machine.
Right.
That's that machine that just churns them out, you know? And I've always been curious about the people who follow like that.
Right. What is it, and how does it happen, and what does it do to you?
Because to me, she only sang three notes. In all of her songs, they all sound the same. That's why you know.
Are you willing to give? Are you willing to give us an example?
I can't even copy that. So you know, and some people say it's talent, but mm-hmm. here on Unpopular Opinions, it's not to me, and I think she's very overrated. You know, I mean, even in Destiny's Child, you know, she had the little girl group thing going on. They were, you know, hip hopping and all that.
Wait, I have to stop you because I think you just showed your age. They're hip hopping.
Well, you know, jumping up and down, dancing all around, that kind of stuff, you know.
Okay.
It was a cute little girl group. But then.
Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Okay.
Then she turned into a stripper.
Wait, you know. when did this happen?
I don't know. In that video where she got a white t-shirt on and she humping all over the wall and the ground.
That would be crazy in love.
Okay, that's it. So then, from then on, for me, it was just, you know, trash.
That's a strong word.
Yeah, it is.
You know, she is very successful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I said, she has definitely been able to, you know, capture her audience.
Yes.
You know, feed them exactly what it is that they want, you know, kind of disappear,
right.
You know, and then I think it was with her Lemonade album, there was like radio silence, you know, across like the Beehive. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like one day there's an album.
Yeah.
There's all of these songs. There's a tour. There's a documentary that kind of went along with all of these things. And, you know,
that's
now
that
she
machine.
Has, right, three children now. Right. And, you
that's
know.
That,
and,
that's that machine. That machine just works you until, you know, you just mm-hmm. die.
Right. And she's doing something right, because according to Forbes, her net worth is about $400 million.
Yeah, she's doing something right somewhere, but she still can't sing.
So
it's
who
not in the singing, it's in the show.
Okay, so before we get pulled off of air already, right, let's transition this conversation a little bit to one of your favorite artists. And you know, when I was reading your bio before you came on the show, you know, you talked about like, you know, your love for music and, you know, how it, you know, can just be relaxing and soothing. And so let's talk about John Legend.
Oh, no. It's John Legend.
Would he be comparable to Beyonce?
He would.
Okay.
John Legend, his voice is annoying, you know, he sounds like he's quivering all the time. And
I'm not even sure how to respond to that.
I can't even look at him, you know? So that's another overrated artist to me.
You know what I find really funny is John Legend, you know, every couple of years he will start trending again. He has so many of these like baby lookalike photos that are circulating the internet, you know, with these kids. Back when Wendy Williams was doing her celebrity lookalike show, she got a lot of entries about little babies that look just like John Legend. And, you know, I'm curious to know what you think about it. So I know you guys can't see. I'm going to drop some photos over here for Betty Bangers.
First of all, I don't want to see any baby John Legends. Because I can't even deal with the real grown John Legend, you know. And he's probably really a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh no. Oh no.
So if you're hearing her response, Google imaged a couple of baby images that look like John Legend. And you're welcome to do so.
Oh no.
It's interesting.
Okay, thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you for having me.
Right, that's it. Right. The scene. So then let me ask you this. Who would you consider to be an artist that, you know, should have their flowers? You know what I mean? Who is somebody that you would absolutely go see in concert, who has the hype, but, you know, can kind of balance that out, that you agree with their artistry?
You mean now or like ever?
Give us one ever, and then give us maybe a new artist that might be a little popular that you're taking a liking to.
One person I would definitely go see that I'm sorry that I didn't, is Michael Jackson.
Okay.
I would actually go to a concert and see him perform.
What do you think that experience would be like?
I don't know, because I didn't do it, you know?
Well, clearly, but...
If I were to think back, that's one thing, one concert I would go to.
And so would you want to see old Michael? You want to see like...
I want to see pre-Michael.
Pepsi Michael, post-Pepsi Michael?
All Michael.
Okay.
You know, he could do like from little Michael all the way up to big Michael.
You just want the Shangri-La.
Right. Okay. Right. He could do a medley.
A medley. Okay. Okay. Michael's medley.
Michael's medley. Yeah, I would go see him.
Okay. And what about now?
Now, I really can't say. I can't think of anybody that I would spend some money to go see.
You know, I caught Betty in the green room. dancing to Megan Thee Stallion and the Hot Girl Summer. So
I like that song mm-hmm. until I learned the words, and then once I learned the words, I kind of sing it in a whisper now.
Okay,
but I like her. It was really upbeat. I can't say that I would follow her. I can't say I'm a fan.
Sure,
but I like that song.
Okay. Okay, viewers, it is now your turn. Go ahead and hop on the poll that's posted on our Facebook feed and join in on the conversation. First, I'm willing to take those bullets for Beyonce. Talk to me about what that experience is like. How do you, you know, become so, you know,
involved
right, in an artist and like what they offer and what they do? And what, seriously, what is that experience like to be a part of the Beehive? I know I don't want to talk too much because they will attack. They will come for you on social media. But I know we do have some Beehivers that follow this podcast. And then what are some really good artists that you currently listen to? And drop the name of an artist that you believe to be overrated. All right. We'll be right back after another break and a message from our sponsors. And we are back. So I want to talk a little bit about this last segment as this will be kind of how we follow our final segments for each show moving forward. This last segment is titled Personal Opinions. And so this is where the conversation gets a little bit more thought-provoking, and myself and my co-host will talk about something that's really important to them, why they stand behind it, and, you know, instead of a more traditional podcast, like dialogue style, it will just simply be this person's personal opinion about a specific topic. And so you're welcome to join in on the conversation, make any comments on our Facebook feeds, any other platforms that you're currently listening on. But I want to give an opportunity to my co-host to kind of kick things off, and we'll introduce our topic and enjoy.
Well, my personal opinion is on breastfeeding. And I say, yes, women should be able to breastfeed in public. Because why is it okay to exploit breasts for other uses other than what they were intended for? So, I mean, if you out in public and you want to whip your boob out to feed your kid, I think you should be able to do that. You see them whipped out and pumped up and humped up everywhere else, you know? So I don't think people should be so offended because they're being used for what they're supposed to be used for.
Right, and people are getting harassed and, you know, cited and ticketed. Body shamed and, you know, things like that.
And you could go onto any social media and all you see is boobs and butts. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So why is it so offensive to feed your baby like that? So I say whip them out, cover them up, but yes to public breastfeeding.
Okay. Short and sweet. I want to talk about gender roles.
Okay.
And like gender fluidity and like identification and stuff, especially in our youth. There is a huge divide when it comes to pink and blue, right? Boys wear blue.
Right.
They do X and Y and Z. Girls wear pink. They are supposed to be in dresses. And, you know, there's so much that goes into what I believe to be social constructs, right?
Right.
So biologically, yes, that is how we differentiate each other, right? But when it comes to like color isolation, playing with toys, like limiting happiness, and you know, kids are, those are learned behaviors. You right. know what I mean? Exactly. Children that are exactly. in toy stores just see a toy
right.
that looks enjoyable.
That they want to play.
Right, that they right. want to play with. It is interesting for whatever reason. And so there was somebody that just posted on Facebook, somebody that I follow on my personal account, and it was an image of a mom dragging her son away from, I think it was like a pink toy or something like right, that. And right. there was like a caption that said, I don't know about you, but I'm old school and I'm not with that shit. But what I think it does, it does more harm than it does good.
Absolutely,
right.
Absolutely.
Because you're calling to attention what is happening. Right. And then there is a verbal reprimand or a physical reprimand and just kind of like beating into them that this is wrong. You are wrong. And it's sad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And
I, you know, and I went back and forth with myself about that conversation when I was pregnant with my son. And it was just like, what is this going to look like for me? You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Am I really as open-minded and as selfless and as forgiving as I'm telling myself that I am? Right. But what happens when I'm in that position? You know, and my son, he likes to play with everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's got a Hello Kitty doll that he absolutely adores, but then he's got a Sonic plush toy.
Right.
And he's got a Pokemon this and a Transformer this and a car. And he doesn't see what the adults see.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He's exactly. like, this is a fun toy that I want to play with. I can play with my friends, my siblings. And for me to snatch that from him simply because it is a cat with a bow and tell him, no, you don't get to be happy any longer because of an insecurity or a social construct that I believe in.
Well, it's trained prejudice.
Okay.
You know, because you're actually saying, no, don't like this because you're a boy. That's for a girl. That's just like saying, don't like him because he's white. You know, you can't play with that because that's for a girl. You know, you're teaching prejudice. It's like in their minds, they're like, oh, well, that's not for me. I don't like that. I'm not going to do that. But it's okay. You know, if they want to play with a doll, let them play with a doll. I'd rather see a boy playing with a doll lovingly, caringly, than seeing him with a gun in his hand shooting up a bunch of stuff.
Right.
You know, and if that's what makes a boy toy, I'd rather see him play with the girl toy.
Or the toy in
or
general.
Toy
you see what
general.
I mean? But it's
right.
just, it's
right.
something that happens unconsciously.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's not an argument about you're wrong for this,
right.
but it's like, just take a step back for a second and remember like the child in you.
Right.
And how you just wanted to play
mm-hmm.
and have fun. You know, my daughters, you know, I'm okay with, you know, the toys that they choose to play with, but I'm not going to simply put them in front of a kitchen.
Right.
Just because they're girls. Right.
Right?
Or you need to learn how to cook.
Dollars,
right.
Dolls.
Or you need to learn how to be a mom.
Right.
Like,
right.
I think there's a very thin line between like caring for, right, a baby doll and recognizing that, hey, this imitates like a human person, right?
Right? Exactly.
And being caring and being kind and loving and gentle, but not like here, I'm prepping you for motherhood,
right?
You know, you reproductive robot. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I know that's a reach, you guys, but that's essentially what's happening.
Right.
You know, the guys have the construction equipment and the dump trucks.
And the guns.
And the guns, right? And the women are at home with the babies in the play kitchens. And I just feel like, especially now, things are becoming, yes, more hostile, but also more socially acceptable. Like, just be a little bit more open-minded. You'd be surprised at how much happier the kids will be if you just let them be kids.
Yes.
Like, just let them be kids.
Yes. That's a good personal opinion.
Right. So, you know, I always like to say it is easier to, you know, raise children that don't have to heal from their adulthood.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's It's one of those
heal from their childhood.
Heal from their childhood, excuse me. Right. It's easier to raise children who don't have to heal from their childhood. Yes, excuse me. And thank you for that.
Yes.
You know, just take a second, you guys. Think about it. Join in on the conversation under our Facebook feed. But either way, you guys have been amazing as listeners. We appreciate the support. Just following the page, listening to the podcast. Betty, do you have any closing words for us today?
Well, I just want to say thank you, Melissa J, for having me on your podcast. And I look forward to talking to you people out there about more popular opinions. And if you have your own unpopular opinion, we'd love to hear it and talk about it.
Absolutely. So one more time, thank you again for listening. We will see you again next Sunday for more unpopular opinions and a special guest host. Have a good evening.